From Church Leaders, How to Find Real Peace, by Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The heavenly aspiration of good people everywhere has and always will be for peace in the world. We must never give up on achieving this goal. But President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918, taught, "There never can come to the world that spirit of peace and love until mankind will receive God's truth and God's message, and acknowledge his power and authority, which is divine." Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, 1998, page 400. We earnestly hope and pray for universal peace, but it is as individuals and families that we achieve the kind of peace that is the promised reward of righteousness. This peace is a promised gift of the Savior's mission and atoning sacrifice. Peace is not just safety or lack of war, violence, conflict, and contention. Peace comes from knowing that the Savior knows who we are and knows that we have faith in him, love him, and keep his commandments, even and especially amid life's devastating trials and tragedies. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 7 through 8. Where can I turn for peace? Where is my solace when other sources cease to make me whole? Where can I turn for peace? Hymns, number 129. The answer is the Savior, who is the source and author of peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Humbling ourselves before God, praying always, repenting of sins, entering the waters of baptism with a broken heart and contrite spirit, and becoming true disciples of Jesus Christ are profound examples of the righteousness that is rewarded by abiding peace. The church is a refuge where followers of Christ attain peace. Some young people in the world say they are spiritual but not religious. Feeling spiritual is a good first step. However, it is in the church that we are fellowshipped, taught, and nourished by the good word of God. More importantly, it is the priesthood authority in the church that provides for sacred ordinances and covenants that bind families together and qualify each of us to return to God the Father and Jesus Christ in the celestial kingdom. These ordinances bring peace because they are covenants with the Lord. Temples are where many of these sacred ordinances occur and are also a source of peaceful refuge from the world. Those who visit temple grounds or participate in temple open houses also feel this peace. The Savior is the source of true peace. Even with the trials of life, because of the Savior's atonement and his grace, righteous living will be rewarded with personal peace. See John chapter 14, verses 26 through 27, and chapter 16, verse 33. From an April 2013 General Conference address. Share your experiences. Share how you have found peace and read the experiences of other youth by finding this article at youth.lds.org. End of the article, How to Find Real Peace, read by Ben Cummins.